Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three. Ted Fishman is here, tedcfishman.com. His books are Shock of Gray. That's a demographic book, a global demographic book that you'll love to read, I promise you. China Inc. will blow the lid off of whatever you think about our relationship with China. It's still an important book. Ted, thanks again for being here. I was hoping that we would continue the reshoring, I call it hemispherization, away from globalization movement, to bring jobs and factories and production back to the United States. That's been happening partially because of the reduction in taxes, also the reduction of regulations, the energy independence of America. Those three things have done a lot to reshore jobs and manufacturing in this hemisphere, certainly this country. But all three of those things, though, are targets of the Biden administration. I'm worried that they're going to disrupt those three and cause the reshoring to stop. What do you think?
Well, I think one huge challenge that the Biden administration has, which is separate from all of the regulations and everything, is a kind of a lost half of a generation of smart workers. And I think one of their big challenges is to catch the generation of college students and graduate students in the United States up after the lull of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, China has chugged ahead. It's going to have 60 or 70 million more newly educated engineers who've had a full university education, while the United States has had people studying on Zoom.
Right.
And so if we want to re-gear quickly, we have to have a plan to get people caught up on their education. There are more.
But we didn't have a plan. We didn't have that plan before COVID, Ted.
No, and that's a fault. You know, there's more than 10 million jobs wanting in the U.S. manufacturing sector because we don't have the workforce that's either educated enough or willing enough to fill these well-paying jobs.
Can I say what you just said a tiny bit different, folks? When the unemployment was under 4%, there were millions of jobs going wanting because they wouldn't have qualified workers. When unemployment went to 20%, there were millions of jobs going wanting because they couldn't find qualified employees. What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, there's just
doesn't
a
matter.
Hole.
It doesn't matter whether there's pandemic or not.
Well, I think it does. It does matter because you do need people with those skills, especially because our answer to low-cost production overseas is going to be automation at home.
Yeah.
And so we need the kind of workforce that can manage this new kind of economy where we can have high employment and high automation.
Yep.
I mean, that seems to be the success going forward.
And I talked to a man who built a paper mill, and I said, how many of your employees use a computer? Not technology, but a computer. In the direct performance of the job, he said 100% in a paper mill.
Yeah,
a brown paper mill. So I got one last question for you, Ted. So you think that in addition to my three concerns, we got to add the inability to have an educated workforce, trained workforce. I agree with that. I'm going to add that to my list. Last thoughts. I got about a minute. You know China. You know the Chinese leadership. You know their ethics. Do you think that this pandemic could have been part of the Chinese parties, the leadership there, part of their strategy to hurt the United States of America? What do you think?
No. I'm not saying they don't enjoy how we're struggling, but I don't think it was a strategic move.
But it is to their advantage. It turned out to their advantage, didn't it?
Yeah, and our mismanagement of it turned out to their advantage, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, of course. And it affects how the world invests. Are other investors around the world going to invest in the one country in the world that has a powerhouse growth still, which is China, or in a listing U.S. which struggled to manage the pandemic?
Yeah. Sad commentary, but from a wise person. Hey, Ted, thank you so much for your clear-eyed thinking and reporting. Will you come back soon?
Thank you, Jim. I really enjoyed it.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys we know around here. And as I've said before many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for you. And Ted Fishman is the best. TedCFishman.com. Check his website out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessinghame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.